Watching Reno 911.
Story time.
Every now and then I get a story to tell, but no one's ever around.
Story time.
I got a lot of things to say, but I'm too lazy to ever fucking write them down.
Story time.
Every day I'm scared I'll go to work and they'll say, hey, true love, you just lost your fucking job.
Story time.
So I go home and sleep, and not before I play around and just to play with my knob.
True love.
Every now and then I lose my job.
Squeeze one out. True love.
Well, fucking every now and then I lose my job. And I need one now tonight. I fucking need one more than ever.
You can't combine ninjas and Star Trek, right? Jesus Christ.
Tic Tac can do like that once.
I like how I misunderstood you, but then I judge you for it.
And that's how we start the show.
Tic Tac can do whatever he wants. This is story time.
That's why you don't have a job.
You don't follow the rules. The
tables have turned.
Yeah.
Do.
You can't mix cuisines, bitch.
It's a fusion. This is a fusion thing.
I thought you worked at an Italian restaurant, so this is French food.
And? I just say boop da bop boop bop da boop. It covers it. It's
you
all
can,
right.
You can drive from one to the other. It's cool. Now, Tic Tac can do whatever he wants because this is story time, motherfuckers, and it's all about Tic Tac today.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
The long-awaited story.
The long-awaited story. Yeah, we've teased it a few times.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've teased it for 6 months.
We
never quite get around to it.
And we talk about it all the fucking time. Like, every time we talk about doing a show, we're like, we gotta get Tic Tac to do the story. And I've never heard it firsthand from Tic Tac. I've only heard it in text messages, really, from Birdman.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that this story doesn't fucking disappoint because...
Well, it is
in my mind.
Move the teaser for the ending. It will disappoint.
I'm pretty sure.
This is a great foundation for a show. Is that none of the or both of the listeners can't like count on us for anything? Yeah, we're gonna do this story. You're gonna blow your mind. First of all, it's been 6 months. Second, the story sucked.
I'm pretty sure I'll be thrown out of the house by the end.
And I'll probably lose this episode anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
The best part about this story, though, is it's got to be two parts, because I'm pretty sure Tic Tac doesn't remember most of the first half of it, because you were way too drunk. And I don't know what happened to the second half, because unfortunately I wasn't there.
You were there in spirit. You were the pillow.
And on the nanny cam that I put up in your room. Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's a teddy bear with a big old...
That's supposed to be me!
He was like a black dude or a black chick in a movie.
Don't go in there, bitch! Don't do that!
The spy cam is a little teddy bear with a big raging boner and a red light. It's a camera.
I'm like, shit, the screen's all black again. And all you see is Tic Tac's mouth going in the camera. And then he backs up to it. Oh, it's not black! I don't know what's going on!
One hand bears dicks and it's like Tic Tac's tape. What's going on
like,
here?
And then for Christmas, Tic Tac's wondering why I got him Preparation H.
I've seen.
All right. Well, yeah, this story, the movie I play in my head of it happening is a lot more graphic, I'm sure, because I've seen all of you now. So let's just jump right into it, Tic Tac. All right. This story, Birdman's going to kind of go on, and True Love here is, I'm just going to kind of sit back and listen, and I'll comment once in a while, but... I'm actually really excited to hear this, so go for it.
Okay, so the title of this story is The Pillow. Okay, so
pillow.
That's how this is going to end, is with a pillow.
Okay.
So how the story begins is, over the summer, Breezy and I threw, like, well, it was just, we had a barbecue with Tic Tac and his wife, and we just basically got together and decided, I don't remember what we made, didn't we roast something? I don't know, but
yeah,
I decided that, like, I love Arnold Palmer's, but, like, I like getting drunk more.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck this. I have this great sweet tea vodka.
Sweet tea, Jeremiah Weed.
Yeah, you taste it, baby.
Dude. Love that
so
shit.
So I went out and got, like, I got some Simply Lemonade and the sweet tea vodka, and we just mix that all day long. It's freaking hot summer, you know, 100 degrees outside. There's nothing better than a freaking alcoholic Arnold Palmer. So everything was going good. I think the party started like around one, and I say party, it was like four of us, but I think we started about like one in the afternoon, and we were just down in these Arnold Palmers like crazy, because it goes down quick. Like, you've got that sweet tea vodka, and you know how tea is such an overpowering flavor that it, like, anything tends to drown out a vodka flavor when you mix it, but like, that stuff's pretty strong. And then you add the lemonade to it, and you're
not
like,
only lemonade, but that Simply.
Yeah, Simply Lemonade's so a strong flavor, that citrus, you know, it's like, you don't realize that half of your drink is pure alcohol, you know, and you're like, oh, so you're just downing it, and Tic Tac and I are just freaking downing those and chasing it with beer all day. Gold party goes on for, you know, 5 hours or so, and then I start noticing, like, Tic Tac's face sliding off his skull, like, and I'm like, we're getting dangerously close to being out. We went through like three bottles of sweet tea vodka. It was just like,
holy shit,
it was really going. All it goes fast, dude. Yeah, like, no, if you're gonna do it, you can't just buy one bottle of it.
No, no.
And you know what? Jeremiah Wee's a little expensive. You might have to go to like the Sweet Caroline tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that shit goes too fast. Like, you're just like, fuck, you guys just drank that $20 bottle of vodka like it was nothing.
Like it was sweet tea, motherfucker.
Yeah, sweet tea, yeah. Bitch, you shouldn't have put it out.
Yeah. So I didn't see the vodka part. I just saw the sweet tea.
All I remember, like, through most of that is like, that iced tea was never empty, and my beer was never empty either. Like,
yeah,
it was always cold.
Seriously. And
how does this bottle keep getting filled up? Do you guys have
a... I might have had something to do with that, but...
Do you guys have a brewery?
Yeah, and it was like seriously watching a zombie eat human flesh when he started eating, too. I was like, this is getting bad, man.
He's like
he's just sitting there, just like... He's not even using his hands. His face is pressed into his plate, and he's got his drinks. He's just like, oh, and I'm like...
You just
shit.
Put it on the floor. I just roll over.
But I didn't think too much about it because we had food, and I figured that's going to mix in. And I'm almost out of vodka, so it's going to be good. And then we're finally dry on the sweet tea vodka and lemonade. We have lemonade, but no sweet tea vodka. And I'm just like, cool. He's just going to drink beer. We're going to be good to go. But then, like, he comes out of my house, and he's got a full fucking glass again. I'm like, what the hell is that? And he gives me this shit-eating grin and hands it to me. And I drink it. And he's filled up like 85% of this huge cup with freaking tequila. And then just put a little lemonade in it. And he's like, oh. And he that freaking just starts drinking that all night
that
long.
That makes me feel nauseous just thinking about it. For one, tequila, ugh, no thank you. But tequila and lemonade, no thank you as well.
Well, I was thinking, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, when you do a shot of that shit, you either have a lime or a lemon, right?
Typically a lime, yeah.
So, but I was improvising.
No, I understand. I'm saying I understand where you're coming from. So,
he's
yeah,
had
you
a
have
bottle
some
of
kind
vodka.
Of citrus. You have some kind of citrus.
Right.
I've had people do it with orange slices lately. Like, it works.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'll come in and order a shot of tequila, and they'll get an orange slice with it. And if you put, like, sugar or cinnamon on it and stuff like that, apparently it's amazing. But I can't do tequila. I just can't. I won't do it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
So, good idea, but...
Bad execution. Because it was bad, dude.
It was just a whole bottle of Cuervo and a shot of lemon.
I remember my wife trying it, and she looked at me like... She just looks at me like, you're going to fucking die tonight.
No, she looked at you like, what the fuck did I do?
No, that's the normal look.
Who did I marry?
Oh, yeah, she's always regretting that decision.
Yeah.
It just amplifies itself with
but
your drinking.
His boobs would be better fit for someone else.
In all fairness, she saw me in Apartment Indians on our first date. Second
true
date.
True that.
That's a good point.
True that.
Yeah, the first time she ever met you, of course, we were all drunk. But we had just only our belts on with hand towels dangling from the belts like loincloths.
Yeah.
I had a little
that's
paper
how you
napkin.
Met your wife.
Yeah.
And I remember because we were doing a slip and slide out in the front.
Yep.
Front lawn, yep. And next door there was some little girl's quinceañera going on.
That's true.
My cousin decides to go down the slip and slide
in a tube
feet
sock.
First.
Yeah.
Right? So all they see is like ass crack and back sag. And then when he gets to the end, he doesn't just stand up. He tries to do a kickflip off. Yeah. So they just see, like, his cheeks spread, ass crack, and then he flips up. And then he, of course, can't do it because he's, like, not so athletic at all.
So then he lays there on the ground with his legs spread out on the ground, like, whoa. So his nuts are hanging on to the ground and, like, getting tickled by the grass and his penis is fucked up.
I'm screaming, welcome to womanhood. It's my kids in here too, bitch.
You're a woman now.
This doesn't make you gay, nothing will.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So anyway, so the tequila and the lemonade didn't go over too well.
It was bad, man. It was bad. I had to carry you out to your car and help you in the back while your wife drove you home that night. And I was just thinking, oh, shit. Like, I didn't realize what was going to happen at all, but I knew, like, he's going to pass out. She's not going to be able to get him out of the car.
He's going to sleep in the car tonight. Good thing it's a warm night.
So, and this was a Saturday, right? Because we were outside all day. And then Sunday, Breezy and I were, like, driving somewhere. And I remember on the freeway, I'm in the car, and my phone goes off. I feel it vibrate, and I get a text message. And it's from Tic Tac, and the text message reads this. So.
Just that alone.
So. Dot, 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 dot.
I've said so.
I'm
many
pretty
of those.
Sure I fucked my pillow last night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you just then it cut to the scene of my car, like, swerving across the highway.
Oh, yes. And. It's all coming back to me now.
So you get this text saying, so I think I'm pretty sure I fucked my pillow last
okay,
night.
Okay, so now you've seen my point of view.
Yeah.
Take us to that morning.
Yeah, what's going on? You wake up in the morning.
It's
and
not even the morning. Let's rewind during that
yeah,
night.
Yeah.
It's like,
it was 7 in at night.
My
morning's a strong word.
I need my beauty rest.
Morning's a strong word. Let's say late evening
when
I woke up.
My poor wife, like, she tries to
help,
but then after a little while, I'm like, look, just, I'm trained.
Go
I know what to do.
Me.
I know what to do. So, in
save
my mind.
Tic-tac, you okay? That means he's good.
As his eyes open,
he's got an airway. He's all right.
I look like a seal having a seizure. I'm pretty well trained. Like, when I get that wasted, I normally grab a pillow and a blanket and camp right in front of the toilet.
Now we know why you grab a pillow.
Yeah, it's good on the knees.
Oh, that was really sick.
Our family bruises easily.
That's true. Your Danish skin is so delicate.
Our fair complexion.
It's just so delicate, that Danish skin. Oh, shit.
So, I think, like, in the middle of the night, I tried to throw up, but I couldn't do it. And it was still kind of fuzzy. I just remember, like, tossing and turning a lot on the floor. I wake up. My pants are down, like, I'm, like, spooning the pillow. And, like, I remember, like, just, like, I love my wife. She's so funny. She just looks in and goes, like, yep. And, like, walks out. Like, it doesn't even faze her.
Your pants are around your ankles and you're spooning
so awesome.
The pillow.
How much fucked up shit have I done for her just to be like,
Yep.
Locks off.
Anything less, she would have been like, I gotta call an ambulance. Like, this kid's not right.
She's filing that for a reason. Yeah,
exactly. She's like,
the list has gotten so long.
Oh, she has pages.
She has a novel.
So yeah, so she has a lot of ammunition. But for this, like, I remember though is like just me spooning with that pillow. And the downside is, it was my pillow, not hers.
The downside.
Did the pillow have any kind of remnants on it that would lead you to believe that you actually did fuck the pillow? Like, it doesn't have to be semen necessarily, but pubic hairs, like anything.
I had you know,
there was
a pretty
needle hole in it.
I was pretty hard, but then again, how can you tell?
No one would be able to tell.
Being 2 inches stiff, like it's kind of a predicament.
Yeah, and then it just looks like a knitting needle went through it.
Oh, someone sewed this pillow together.
Oh, that's nice. Babe, thanks for sewing my pillow. The hole in my pillow. I didn't do it.
You did that, needle dick.
So, like,
I thread it by myself?
I thought it was cool. So having...
What is this, tapioca? Not sure. Better
still
take
warm.
Another taste just to be...
Still warm.
Funny, still warm. God, this is oddly familiar.
That's a nice new design on my pillowcase, babe. That was all you, Van Gogh.
Why do I have a sudden feeling that I'm going to get a promotion right now?
Oh, shit. Okay, anyway.
I had a moment of clarity, and I was like...
Clarity?
I just had, like... a traumatic experience where my pillow raped me.
That's
my story.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, so your pants are around your ankles, you're butt naked on the floor, you just woke up from a hard night of drinking, you're spooning a pillow, and you have a moment of clarity.
You know?
Everything all makes sense right now.
This
is why I'm here.
Life's funny that way.
Jesus put me here for a reason.
No,
and
like,
that was to
I,
multiply and replenish the earth with pillows.
So I crawl to my phone. I'm like, there's only one person that would enjoy the story more than me. And that's when I texted Cousin.
So, but was there any, like I said, was there anything that would lead you to believe that that actually did happen?
You're spooning a pillow. I mean, you were using it as, like, your head wasn't on it.
No.
It was
no.
Between your legs.
Like, it's a regular-sized pillow, yeah. So it's not even from my chest and a little above my knee.
Sure.
And bend over, you know, crouches and it folds into that sweet spot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. So you woke up and your dick was literally enveloped into the pillow.
That's what appeared. So. Allegedly.
Plus he had a banana shoved up his ass.
And I only fuck with bananas in my ass.
Yeah.
Banana split.
Right on. Well,
I need a mouse trap on his balls, and that's the only way he can ejaculate now.
So when you walk into your bedroom now, do you look at that pillow a little differently?
No, I got a new pillow. I couldn't look at it anymore.
You got rid of it?
Yeah.
It had a shame.
It moved away.
Yeah.
It moved.
You walk in and the pillow jumps off the bed and hides.
That pillow is now a lesbian.
No, I came home and it had a noose around its neck. I was like, oh. Wow.
I guess it was in the closet. Yeah. Go in the closet, you get your chef coat out, and it's like,
no! I loved you!
cut to Tic Tac in the shower, huddled up in the fetal position, just rocking back and forth, and the crying game.
I know all there is to know about the crying. Your wife comes home
holding the pillow in the shower.
No! I can't believe you went so quickly.
Your wife sees the pillow corpse and is like, yep. Tell me about it.
I helped.
She's like, I thought I'd be the first. Damn pillow beat me to it.
Oh, fuck.
So
the running count on this podcast is you have fucked a couch and a pillow right now.
I love my furniture.
Yeah, oh, shit. That's why he's banned from IKEA. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't want him anywhere near my new leather couches. I'd be like, wow, were these just waxed? There's some sort of film on it.
You can't go within 500 feet of a furniture store.
Needs a little lube. It's a little dry, but it'll work.
It looks like someone's been poking this couch with an ice pick.
It looks like an 80-year-old's snatch. Yeah.
An 80-year-old?
Good old.
You've never seen one.
Grandma's old leather purse. There it is.
I was drinking when you said
that. What was that? A spit?
Oh, you said purse.
It's all the same at that age, dude. It's all the same. That's the only joy they get is putting shit in their purse.
So after hearing the story, did it live up to the hype?
It did, and I want to know, what was the lesson learned in this?
Close the door.
Get a memory foam so it remembers me next time.
No memory foam. I don't want it to remember.
You see like an outline of his hips and stuff. There's like a little tiny bump in it. He's like, no, that must have just poked itself back out again. No, that's a memory foam, bitch. That's like a mold.
That remembers. Yeah, you're right though, because memory foams is like the anti-rape of, or the anti-GHB of fucking a pillow.
See, I'm thinking, always thinking.
That's like if you don't GHB a girl it's enough, the she's the memory foam. Pillows. No more memory foam. No more. If you ever go to GHB someone, make sure that they get it done right, because otherwise she's got the memory foam.
That was like a $65 pillow. I can't believe that.
No shit.
Yeah, fucking slut.
That's more expensive than other things you fucked.
like that dude in Vegas at your bachelor party? That guy was expensive.
Yeah. He was worth it, though.
I can imagine. He looked like he had some dick-sucking lips, that's for sure.
It always is when you...
Like, you work for China. The cable company? Because you got some DSL, baby.
You know, oh, Carlos.
Carlos.
Oh, God. So yeah, that's...
Reina.
So that's the famous story, or at least one of the famous stories, where I get really drunk and do something extremely stupid.
And fuck something inanimate. Mm-hmm. But it's all been stuff you can sleep on, too. So, I mean, at least you got a trend. At least you're not going, like... Yeah, last night I fucked the can opener, and it was electric, and it hurt bad.
I don't let him sleep over at my house anymore.
Yeah, no shit. Drake would wake up pregnant.
My Xbox! You motherfucker!
You want to take the disc out? You're like, what the? Why is this disc stuck in here?
He's balls deep in the USB outlet.
Take it. Like,
take it all. This is a little loose for my taste, but
I unplugged it and it still works. How much it loves.
I could just see her wife like waking up into the middle of the night. She hears some rustling going on, and then just like horror music plays in the background. Her eyes are wide open, and you're just going at this girl.
You know what I want to do though? I want to get like extremely drunk and just sit there with like a plastic knife and sit over her while she's sleeping and see how long it takes for her to wake up.
That's right, man. That's smart.
Yeah, good job.
She's always wanted a reason to kill you.
You know, she can punch.
Yeah.
Mrs. Tic Tac, is it true that it was just a plastic knife and you went a little bit too far? No, you don't know Asma. He was a fucking asshole.
I'm do you know Tic Tac? Yeah. Case closed. Yeah,
exactly. She's like, I'd like to bring on my character witness, Birdman. I'm like, I'm telling you, she didn't go too far.
She didn't go far enough. That guy should have got anally raped with a whole bunch of shit the whole time they were married.
I've been praying for someone to take that motherfucker out.
I believe in Jesus now.
If it would have happened 12 days ago, I would have won the fucking pole. My family's pole. I'm like, she's going to get murdered.
The security guards are dragging me out. I'm like, she's a hero!
There's a parade.
You're underneath. No! Come back! Bring her back! Judge, please!
Oh, man. Yes, Tic Tac, that story did live up to its hype.
Yes.
So I'm glad that we finally got that out. Are you feel better now?
Yeah.
You feel better now that... Millions of one people are gonna gonna listen to that and hear about you fucking a pillow.
All I know is maybe this summer I need to do something more grand.
We gotta top it.
Yeah, we gotta top it for sure. Let's do like a barbecue where he fucks the grill while it's going.
Oh yeah,
that's hot.
Yeah, it's gonna be really difficult.
I almost did this mid-take all over the computer.
It's gonna be difficult getting his dick close to the flames.
That's true. Without singeing his thighs.
Hey, there don't be a burning bush.
I've already got that. If you know what I mean, red hair, get it?
Yeah,
I was thinking burning bush.
He gives my grill herpes.
You gotta open it and it's just bleeding.
Yeah.
Kill me.
You come out, it's hanging itself,
it's
too. You're like, fuck!
Tic Tac! Tic Tac! Damn you!
Tic Tac!
You're forever banned.
He just walks in his house one night after you fucking sleep over and everything is hanging from it.
The cereal has a little puncture mark.
Breezy, is that my blender?
And Breezy's stepping up onto a ladder to just barely do it. You're like, no! She's like, I just wanted to end it before it could happen. We need 5 locks on the door when we get back. Oh, shit. Right on. Well, Tic Tac, that was an amazing story. Thank you for sharing and being so open and honest. I definitely appreciate that.
I knew I could always count on you to let me down.
That's actually why I was born.
That's why I almost love you.
Which one of you is older?
I think
me.
He is by like
2 months or something.
Yeah, a couple months.
So that's what it was, is your parents, Birdman's parents, were the ones that were like, all right, to Tic Tac's parents, you guys need to have a kid just so that my kid can shine.
No, like all of our aunts had generations of kids the exact same age. What? So they all pretty much each other like, everyone bone tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And our freaking, the women in our family, they are fertile, dude. They fucking all have
almost like
fun,
Mexicans.
Dude. Yeah.
Not as bad.
Not as good.
Not as bueno. Yeah. How far apart are you guys?
Like right now, like 2.5 feet.
You fucking No, and that's more like 3, all right? So
no, yeah. we're what? 2 No, when's your birthday? October?
August.
Yeah, so, in June.
You're August.
In a few months.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's been like this since the get-go.
Your poor family.
Oh my god,
your grandparents.
Fuck our family.
Are you serious? Like
No, here's the thing. Here's the greatest thing about our family. We're the shining stars.
Well, you know,
used to be.
No, no, I'm still an MVP.
Yeah. No, this still puts him at the top, trust me.
You know,
well, at least he's done something.
Several of our relatives aren't even allowed in the state anymore.
Nice.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, yeah. you can't go to like a family reunion and they, like, all of our fucking white trash cousins are like, goddamn Mexicans are ruining this state, and it's like, no, we are.
Yes, you are, yeah. Motherfucker. Yes,
we are.
That's
awesome. True in our case.
No, it's all good, man. That's good. White trash is the better. That's all I'm saying.
It's funny, like our family parties, everyone would get tanked, and all the aunts would like try to pick on us, so we'd like form like this, like little circle, you know, trying to protect each other.
Like an alliance.
But now that I look back on it, I see everyone else pushing me forward.
Yeah. No, you go. Go, go,
Let's
go.
Start Operation Human Shield.
Yeah.
just as a mini Tic Tac, he was thrown to the wolves early and often.
Like, see you in hell.
What'd you say? I said you're doing a good job and it's swell.
You tell her, Tic Tac.
You tell her as I push him forward.
As we start running away, they just trip me like, someone has to take the grenade.
They start hitting him with pillows.
He turns around.
He's
like,
oh.
He turns, bing.
That's where it happened.
That's where it came from. He turns around. He's like, right, Birdman? And Birdman is just gone. You see his puff of smoke. It's like a coyote. All right. Well, that's been story time today. We're about a half hour now. So, Tic Tac, thank you again for being so open and honest.
It was my pleasure.
It was our pleasure as well. I haven't had a good laugh since the last time we all got together, and my abs hurt right now. So, thank you.
And all our 3 listeners, I hope you guys like the story. And
Well, 2 of them are pro pillow. So, I think we're losing 2 of them.
Fucking hippies.
Yeah. Right on. Well, that's been story time. I'm True Love.
Tic Tac.
Birdman.
Yeah, Breezy's still here. She just didn't say anything. All right, you guys, have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Story time.
Story time. Every now and then I get a story to tell, but no one's ever around.
Story time.
I got a lot of things to say, but I'm too lazy to ever fucking write them down.
Story time.
Every day I'm scared I'll go to work and they'll say, hey, true love, you just lost your fucking job.
Story time.
So I go home and sleep, and not before I play around and just to play with my knobs.
Out, true love.
Every now and then I lose my
Squeeze
job.
Squeeze one out, true love.
Well, fucking every now.